It might be jarring to our ears to hear the way that Paul speaks to the Galatians. Twice in this reading, he refers to them as stupid. He says at the start, "Oh, stupid Galatians." And then he asks them a question, "Are you so stupid?" We generally wouldn't speak that way to people that we cared about. But it's precisely because Paul cares about the Galatians that he treats them in this way. They have embraced Jesus, but they're starting to go back to the way things were. They're starting to believe that they can be more likely to be saved if they simply work harder at it, if they simply try to earn or deserve the love of God by following perfectly the law of the old covenant. But Paul says to them, that's not the way it is now. Nobody could live up fully to the law of the old covenant. That's why Jesus came, so that we, in fact, could be saved even though we do not deserve it. God freely gives it. During this month, starting last September 21st and continuing to October 21st, we celebrate the international LaSallian Days of Peace. And this year, there is a special theme, I think, that reminds us about something critically important, not only in terms of peace, but in terms of our relationship with God. The theme is, I choose peace. We might not think that people would not choose peace, really, because it seems like such a good choice to make. Who would not want to be fulfilled with peace in their heart, in their soul? Who is it that would really want a country to go to war? Who is it that would want to create chaos when clarity would be a preferable option? And yet we know in our world, in fact, that people do not choose peace. That people do not choose to avoid chaos or disruption or violence or oppression, or hardship. Not only in countries where there is constant violence is this true that people do not choose peace, it is true in our own country as well. The gospel gives us a way to choose peace. It tells us what it means ultimately to choose peace. And ultimately, it means this, to ask, to seek, and to knock. We probably engage in the first type of prayer most often, the type of prayer where we ask God for something, maybe the health and well-being of someone who is sick, or maybe that we might do well on a test, or maybe perhaps that we would be able to overcome some challenge or difficulty. Maybe we ask for an end to the pandemic. Whatever it is, we're probably familiar with asking. But our prayer is not complete unless we seek and knock as well. And seeking is probably, at least it is for me, one of the more challenging aspects of what Jesus calls us to do. How many of us actively seek to find Jesus in his presence in our lives? How many of us actively seek to go to Mass or to church? How many of us actively seek by spending time in prayer, by taking a little time in silence, maybe listening to a song that inspires us with some message of Jesus? Or do we simply say, oh, I tried that, I don't really care? We will not find if we do not seek. And seeking requires effort on our part. It's not a passive activity, that's something that just happens to us. In fact, it's an active bit of energy. We have to make an effort to seek. Likewise, we have to make an effort to knock. But perhaps the most important knocking that occurs is the knocking that Jesus does on the heart and the soul of each one of us. God never forces himself into our life. God never makes us believe against our will. God always waits to be invited into our heart. And when we do these things, we are much more able to choose peace in our own lives. We can listen with compassion and understanding to those people with whom we disagree when we ask, seek, and knock. We can find ourselves able to tolerate people that we are not able to get along with when we ask, seek, and knock. Imagine how our country would be different if we were able to do these things. If everyone in our country was committed to choosing peace, think of how much less stress there would be. Think of how much less disagreement there would be. Think about how much less anger there would be. Today, Jesus gives each one of you an invitation to choose peace. Make that choice by letting Jesus into your life and by committing to ask for God's presence in your life, to seek him wherever he may be found, and to knock so that you might have the door to your soul opened for him to be in your presence.